Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about how you can sell your home, and even if you sell your home for way more than you bought it for, there are certain rules that you can use so that you don't have to pay taxes when you sell your home. And that's what we're going to dive into today. Now, if you're new here, if you're a federal employee and you're new here, welcome. So good to have you. You are in the perfect spot about maximizing, and basically on this channel, we talk about maximizing your benefits, getting the most out of your money, and retiring confident. Today we're talking about taxes and selling homes, so let's dive right in. Now, here's the deal. It is very, very common that federal employees and people in general tend to move around retirement, right? When a huge chapter of your life ends, it's very common to want to move, whether it's to Florida to have more sunshine, or whether to a different state to get closer to family or to passions and hobbies that you love. It's very common and normal for people to want to move. Now, let's say you bought your home back in 2002, right? And let's say you paid $200,000, okay? Let's say, again, you paid $200,000 for that home back then, but now your home is worth $600,000. Again, these are just complete random examples, right? So plug in your own numbers here, but it may look like something like this, okay? Where you bought your home years ago and it's worth a lot more now, which is a great problem to have. It's awesome that your home is worth a lot more. But what about the tax implications? If you sold that, you just made $400,000 on that sale, 400 grand, okay? The question is, do you have to pay taxes on that 400 grand that you earned on that sale, right? You put 200 in, you sold for 600, that's $400,000 of gain. Well, the short answer is maybe. Sometimes you have to pay tax on it, sometimes not. It depends. This is the biggest rule that you want to consider. It is called the rule of two of the last five, okay? So this is how it goes. There are special tax perks whenever you sell your primary residence. When I say primary residence, I mean the home you've lived in, okay? These rules do not apply in the same ways for rental properties, investment properties. These rules that we're going to talk about count for primary residences. And here's the rule. The rule says, if you have lived in the home two of the last 5 years, okay? Two of the last 5 years. So if you lived in the home just the previous 2 years and you're still in that home, perfect. You're good to go, right? Two of the last 5 years, if you've been in that home and you sell it, then you can exclude a certain amount of profit from taxes. And this is how it works. If you are single, if you file a single tax return, you can exclude up to $250,000 of the gain off your taxes, okay? Off your taxes. So for example, if this was a single person who bought their home for $200,000 and they sold it for $600,000, okay? Again, that's a $400,000 gain. If this person was single, filed a single tax return, $250,000 of this gain is excludable, okay, ignorable on your taxes. So if we take out the first 250 of this, right, we are left with, in this example, oh, that's bad, bad writing, but $150,000 that would be left that you'd have to pay capital gains taxes on. Okay, so again, if this is a single person, there would be $150,000 of this gain that they would have to pay taxes on. Okay, if they're single. Now, if you're married, got some tax benefits for you. If you're married, the excludable amount is more than 250. It's 500,000. It's 500,000. So again, if you're married, the amount of gain, a profit per se, on the sale that you can exclude off your taxes is $500,000. So if this person was married and they made $400,000 of gain, how much of that do they pay taxes on? Zero. Okay, they pay zero of it in taxes because it's less than the $500,000 of gain, okay, that they can exclude off their taxes based on this rule. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. It doesn't matter how much you sell your home for. It matters how much you sell your home for above and beyond what you paid for it. Okay, if you sell your home for $1 million, okay, but you paid $1 million for it, well, guess what? There's no profit. So there's no gain. You don't have to worry about this at all. The only time you have to worry about this is when you're making money on the sale compared to what you put into the home, okay? And if you do have profit or gain on the home, right? You are able to sell it for more than what you paid for it. Then if you've been in the home two of the last 5 years, if you're single, you could exclude the first $250,000 of gain. And if you're married, the first $500,000, you can exclude off of your taxes. Anything left, you have to pay capital gains tax rates, which are lower than just ordinary taxes, which is good news, okay? So I hope that's helpful. Again, if you're planning to move around in retirement, these are very helpful rules to know so that you know what tax implications you can expect going into retirement. But again, if you're a federal employee, please, please, please check out the description of this video. There's tons of helpful resources about maximizing your TSP and all your other benefits. Check those out. And if you want personalized help with your federal benefits to make sure you're maximizing everything and you're prepared for retirement, again, check us out. Our website is HawesFederalAdvisors.com. You can find all the information below. We're here for you. We're happy to help. Have a great rest of your day.